Hi, I'm Andrea Lamb, a program manager on the SQL Server team. In this video, I'm going to cover what's new with SQL Server and Java. First, we'll go over the connector available for Java, the work we've been doing to open source our JDBC connector, and talk about what's new in the connector. We'll then jump into a demo on how to create a Maven project that uses Hibernate and our open source JDBC connector to connect a SQL Server on Linux. Lastly, we'll go over some calls to action and the resources available. Today, the connectivity landscape includes both Microsoft-developed and open-source-developed connectors. These connectors allow you to connect from all operating systems to all SQL products, both on-premises and in the cloud. Our focus today will be on Java, which can be used on Windows, macOS, and Linux to connect to SQL. I'm very excited to announce that we are open-sourcing the JDBC connector. First, you may ask, why are we doing this? We want to stay engaged with the open-source community. Open sourcing the connector will allow us to gather feedback quickly from developers like yourself. We believe open sourcing will also allow us to release on a faster cadence. This means more preview connector releases. At this point, we're aiming for some type of release every 3 weeks. So what does open sourcing mean for us? The Java source code will be public and available on GitHub. We are also providing build scripts for Maven and Ant, so you can build the JDBC jars if you wish. Otherwise, you can grab the JDBC connector from the Maven Central repository and add it as a dependency to your Maven project. We will have two jars available, one to support JRE7 and the other to support JRE8. We are aiming to deliver more and more native developer experiences for Java developers. The open source JDBC connector will have the same features we've had up until this point. Always encrypted support allows you to keep sensitive information secure in your application. The JDBC connector can encrypt data to send over to the server and decrypt sensitive data being retrieved from the server. We've added Azure Active Directory as a new authentication method. You can use this to connect to SQL Server and Azure SQL Database. We finally added table value parameters. I know many of you have been asking this for some time now. TVPs allow you to encapsulate rows of data in a client application and send the data to SQL Server in a single parameterized command. We've also added support for parameterized queries. You can use this to retrieve parameter metadata with prepared statements for complex queries that contain subqueries and joins. Support for internationalized domain names allows you to connect to a domain in your native language or script. Bulk copy support was added in one of our previous releases. Use this to copy large amounts of data into tables or views in SQL Server. So now that we're open sourced, how does this change the developer experience? Let's take a look. First, let's create a new Maven project. Perfect. Now let's change directories into the new project we just created. As you can see here, Maven has created a POM file for me and a source folder. I already have some pre-existing files that we can reuse for this sample. So let's go ahead and replace the POM file that Maven just created for me inside our project. And I also have some new classes that I created, so I'm just going to bring those over into the project as well, and we'll go over what those do. Awesome, so now that we have the project created, let's go ahead and open that in VS Code. Great, so the most important thing that we need to do for this demo is to actually add the JDBC driver as a dependency in our POM file. As you can see here, now that we're on the Maven Central repository, I can actually go ahead and just specify the JDBC connector as a dependency. I'm also going to add Hibernate into our project. Hibernate is a popular object relational mapper, or ORM for short, that can be used to abstract away data types. So as you saw before, I actually pasted over a user.java and a task.java file. The user file contains information for a user. For example, we'll have the ID for the user. We'll have a first name and we'll also have a last name. In the task file, we have an ID for the task, a title. We mark whether it's complete or not, and we also track what the due date is. In our main app.java file, you can see here that we are connecting to SQL Server running on my Linux machine. Obviously, I'm passing in my username, password, and we're going to create a new sample database for this demo called Hibernate Sample DB. What the application is going to do is it's first going to check if the database is created or not. And if it isn't, then we're going to create it. Then we're going to create a new user named Andrea, and we're going to create a new task. The task is going to be called Open Source JDBC Connector, and we'll set that to be due next year. Then we're going to assign the task to Andrea, and then our application is done. So let's go ahead and see if I can actually build this project. We'll run Maven package. This is going to build a jar. Perfect, build succeeded. Now let's actually try to execute. Java. And we'll specify where the application main class is. Let's go ahead and run that. As you can see here, we've connected to our SQL Server. We dropped the existing database and recreated the Hibernate sample database. We created a user named Andrea, created a task called Open Source JDBC Connector, and then assigned the task to Andrea. As you can see, now that we're open source and the JDBC connector is on Maven, you can now simply just add the JDBC connector to your POM file into your existing Maven projects. It's simple as that. Let's quickly check the database to make sure the data actually got migrated into it. We can use the MSSQL extension for VS Code to actually query our database. Let's go ahead and connect. All right. SQL, make sure we're connected again. All right, let's query the database and double check that all of our data actually made it in. As you can see, we've created a new user named Andrea. Let's also double check that the task of open sourcing the JDBC connector was actually created as well. Perfect, it's right there. Open source, JDBC connector, and it's assigned to user one, which is Andrea. Great, Hibernate works. I hope you enjoyed the demo we went through today. Please check out the JDBC project on GitHub. The project is now open sourced and we welcome contributions. We'd greatly appreciate any feedback you may have about the connector. Also, check out some of our new documentation on how to get started with different programming languages on Linux, macOS, and Windows. Connect with us on Twitter at SQL Server and at Azure SQL Database to let us know what you thought about this video. We're excited to continue improving the JDBC connector to bring the best support for connecting to SQL Server across all platforms. Thanks for watching.